Okay, friends, today we are reading from the Disney's Animal Stories book. This is the 13th story in the book.
Jinx.
Oh my goodness.
Lisa.
Oh, thank you. For a minute there, guys, I was in big trouble. I couldn't have read the story because I had been jinxed. But I'm okay now. He said my name and freed me. Thank you, sir. Shall we tell them what today's story is? Can you read that? It's a big word. It's a huge word, in fact. The word is mermaid. And it's part of the title of the story. Today's story is Disney's The Little Mermaid. There's no friend like a fish. And it's read today by Mommy and... another angry bird. Oh man, there's so many of them. Do you think there's going to be enough angry birds to go through every story in this book?
You're going to have the three blue ones come back.
You think? Maybe one blue at a time?
Or the black black one.
Mm. So many. But they're going to have to. You're going to have to find one that swims because now we're going under the sea. Are you ready? Say yes, Mommy, I'm totally ready. There it is. Okay. Don't be such a guppy, Ariel said to Flounder. The small fish was afraid of the sunken ship. It was in a deep, dark part of the ocean, but Ariel was too excited to be afraid. Here was a chance to look for human treasures for her collection. As the Little Mermaid put a pipe and a fork into her bag, Flounder's eyes grew large with terror. A shark! He yelled hysterically. Quickly, he swam away from the razor-sharp teeth that were chomping right through the wooden boat. We're gonna die! Cried Flounder. But Ariel pushed him through a portal. Crash! The shark was gaining on him. The shark followed the pair, but he was too big and got stuck in a hole. Take that, you big bully! Shouted Flounder as he followed Ariel to the surface. Whenever she found human treasures, she went to Scuttle, the seagull, to find out what they were.
This is a dingle hopper.
The silly bird said as he showed them how humans used it to comb their hair.
I haven't seen one of these in years,
he exclaimed. Calling the pipe a snarf blat, he blew into it hoping to make music, but all that came out was mud and seaweed.
Music, cried Ariel. The concert, my father's gonna kill me. The concert was today?
Flounder asked. He had forgotten all about it. And Ariel was supposed to be the star of the show. King Triton wasn't going to be happy. As they arrived at the Golden Palace, the king and his trusted advisor, Sebastian the Crab, were waiting angrily.
The entire celebration was ruined, they yelled at Ariel.
Flounder tried to defend her.
It wasn't her fault, he declared. A shark chased us, and then a seagull came in.
A seagull?
Cried King Triton.
You went up to the surface again to see those barbarians?
But they're not barbarians, Ariel insisted.
As long as you live under my ocean, you will obey my rules,
he ordered. Ariel was upset. She and Flounder swam away to their secret grotto without knowing that King Triton had sent Sebastian to keep an eye on them. In shock, Sebastian listened to Ariel sing about her dream to be part of the human world. Her collection filled the grotto from floor to ceiling. Sebastian had never seen so many human things. Do you remember how the song goes?
It's like the best, one of the best Disney songs, in Mommy's humble opinion. It goes like this. Let's see. What would I give to live where you are? And she's singing to Prince Eric. In the picture, friends, we can see her collection, and it's really impressive. Okay.
What is all this?
He exclaimed.
If your father knew about this place!
But Ariel pleaded with him not to tell King Triton, but a ship sailing overhead distracted her.
Come back!
Shouted Sebastian as she swam towards the surface. The wind began to howl. It was a hurricane. The ship couldn't stand up to the might of the thundering waves and hot lightning. When it caught fire, men escaped to small boats, but still, Sebastian and Flounder didn't see Ariel. She was busy pulling a drowning human to shore. He was so handsome. He was everything she had ever dreamed about. Sebastian found her singing to the unconscious prince, so that's where that song came in at, and didn't know what to do. Do you remember? Yeah, okay. King Triton would explode if he found out.
We're gonna forget this whole thing ever happened,
he warned Ariel and Flounder. Ariel swam around, singing to herself, dreaming of Prince Eric. More than ever, she wanted to become human.
But down here is where you belong, Sebastian said.
She knew there was magic under the sea, but it wasn't what she dreamed about. When Flounder came to show her a statue that had fallen in the shipwreck, there it is. She was delighted to see Eric's face in the stone. It looks just like him, she cried. Flounder understood her dream to become human, and he was the best friend a mermaid could have. And I'm sure they get into a lot more adventures, but we'll have to watch the movie to know for sure. And that is, my friends, the glorious, magical end.